Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to sneak really quickly a baseball thought in before we get to our A topic of the day on the Washington football team. That is that Wander Franco, who's the number one prospect in baseball the last 3 years, he's 20 years old, just made his debut with the Dominican Republic. I do a show on weekend mornings on Sunday called Minors and Majors on MLB Network Radio that's about baseball prospects and basically player development. And Wander Franco's been, he's kind of had his own segment on this show for a couple of years. He is a really elite talent for Tampa Bay. He came up this year, and in about 280 at-bats, so half of a season or so, was a 3.5 win player, which is a big deal. 288 average, a OPS over 800, premium position,
everything.
Shortstop.
He can fly, can hit bombs, can hit for average. He can do everything on a baseball field.
Yeah, all the tools, right? So, and everyone saw it. He got on base every single game for a month and a half when he first came up, finished third in Rookie of the Year balloting, despite only playing in 70 games. Why am I talking about Wander Franco? Well, today, the Tampa Bay Rays, for lack of a better term, a poor organization, right? They don't spend money. A team that just doesn't have cash to play free agency, to sign players who are stars. They got ahead of this idea that, oh no, Wander Franco is going to become a free agent a la Harper and Rendon and Soto and Turner and these other guys. You know, 7 years from the moment he came to our organization and 6 seasons after he gets to the big leagues, he's going to be a free agent. And so they signed him today to a 12-year deal worth $223 million, which is fairly crazy to think about. Like, he would have been arbitration eligible for 6 years, and he would have made nowhere near the amount of money that they're going to pay him over that time. But they're basically giving him an unbelievably expensive raise over those several years to then save money on the back end. And the point is, you know, Ozzie Albies did a deal that was terrible with the Atlanta Braves for him, great for the team. Ronald Acuna did an awful contract for the player that was unbelievable for the Braves. And I still can't believe that their agents would have allowed them to do that. This is not that.
It's so frustrating.
This is a $220 million deal for a 20-year-old who wouldn't be cracking or sniffing that for like 7 years. And you just don't know. Am I going to stay healthy? Am I going to be as good as everybody expects? Like, this is actually good business for the player. It's the only way the Rays can guarantee that they'll have him after a handful of years from now, so it's good business for them. But it's just another reminder. This is how you have to do it. If you're going to be the Nationals and you really want to play this game, or you're the Oakland A's, or soon to be the Vegas A's probably, you're the Tampa Bay Rays, where every time Juan Soto or some player becomes a free agent, you're going to tell us about how you got another guy coming and you're going to let him walk. There is another way, and it's called pay these guys before you have to. And if you want to play the, well, Scott Boras doesn't let us game, I'll bet you if you offer a 20-year-old who's been in the big leagues for 70 games, a couple hundred million dollars, they'd normally take that contract. And just food for thought, man, the Rays, the freaking Rays got it done today. Crazy.
Everything you said is correct, and I double stamp it. You can triple stamp a double stamp in this case. It's the type of thing you have to do. And it may not work. The player may tell you to pound sand, because this isn't the most money that Franco could possibly earn in his career. It's just not. If he played the waiting game, bet on himself 6 years down the line, as you kind of pointed out, he could earn more than this. When it was his turn at for a bite at the apple in free agency after all his arbitration was done, he could earn way more. In the short term, he couldn't. And you got to know the person. You got to understand that there may have been a path to this for guys like Trey Turner. Maybe not for someone like Juan Soto, who is generational, who understands that he's willing to take his time and play it safe and, you know, ultimately bet on himself as he earns a pretty good living to then be able to set a record at age 24, 25, 26 in free agency. It may not happen. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. And in this case, it did. So good for the Rays and good for Franco.
One of the things that kind of always happens when I get into these conversations and I get angry about them not re-signing guys down the street at Nats Park is I'll hear from people with the ball club that'll say something along the lines of, Boris wouldn't have signed that, or, well, Boris isn't going to take that. You want us to sign, it takes two to tango. And I will always have this. Did you make the offer? If your answer is yes, we can end the conversation. I'll high-five you, and I'll go eat a corn dog. I don't know why a corn dog. I don't like corn dogs. That doesn't even make sense.
You don't like them?
Nah, not really.
Really?
I'll go eat a... I got to think of a good, delicious food that's handheld.
A hot dog. I mean, just eat a hot dog.
Nah, I don't want to eat a hot dog. I want to eat a burger. Okay. I'll eat a Shake Shack burger. Something like that. Maybe Five Guys. But that's always my point. This offseason, they'll do the same thing. Oh, why would Boris have signed ahead of free agency? He's not going to do that. Probably not. Did you offer $500 million? If your answer is no, you didn't do what you needed to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.